Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sajatha. And nothing's off limits, and we keep it real.
You sound sad.
I do.
Yes.
I wanted to sound confident and like just laid back.
I don't know. I don't know if that came across right there, but we're in December.
Can you believe it?
No, I can't. I feel like I fell asleep after Thanksgiving and I woke up and it was December.
See, to me, it was like after Halloween. I don't like everything is like a little bit of like what happened? How did these
well,
days
yes,
go by?
Yes, yes.
But I'm trying.
I felt like it was a week between Halloween and Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving and December like happened overnight.
And this is going to go by because usually Thanksgiving is like a week before the last week. And this time it ended up being the last week.
I know.
And to me, I'm like, okay, it's going to go by so fast. But I wrote like a whole list of like to-do lists for Christmas, like for December in my office and in my notebook. And I have the kids write down what they want to do. And I'm like, we're not going to wait for the weekends. We're going to do whatever we can the day of.
Like
so
what,
I think we've watched
what type of things?
Like small, like, you know, we do ice skating. We'll watch Hallmark movies.
Oh my gosh. Have you ice skated recently?
Not recently, but we're going to go group with our friends.
When was the last time you went ice skating?
We just went in January of this year.
Oh, okay. Okay. So the last time I tried, and I remember being better. Like I at least like didn't have to hold on to the wall.
I hold on to the wall or somebody.
And I was able to propel myself around. But I went, it seems like only a few years ago, but I think it was like 5 years ago. I went with Donovan and it was terrible. Like him and I both were like, this is horrible. I could not do anything. He kept falling. I fell, but we had no fun.
And really? So I know. Maybe that was 5 years ago. Maybe he'll enjoy it now.
Right. So we try to go during Thanksgiving break.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And there were just so many people. I guess because, like, you know, school was out and everyone was, you know, at the mall and stuff. But I was like, okay, you know, we were both ready. And then we walked up there and I was like, oh, this is way too many people. And it was so funny because he was like, I was actually going to say the same thing. So we decided not to. We just, like, you know, did some shopping and walked around. But, yeah, I just felt bad because you just look at all those people and, you know, you have like the ones who are trying to show off, like clearly they do competitions, and then the ones who like, yeah, like this is fucking miserable. I can't believe, you know, people are making me do this.
So we'll stand in that long line. We've always stood in that long line because it's never, if you try going from the beginning, like anytime during the winter break. During the day, whatnot, during the weekdays, it is very packed there. So but Rhea usually goes with some of her friends, and then we'll go as a family as well too. So we know that we're going to stand on this long line. So I have somebody go stand in line and I'm like, let me go do my errands and my returns, and then I'll meet you there. But then once the line goes, it's fast. But then we always go knowing that our tummy's full.
Okay.
And we know that there's no other plans because it's going to take a while to get
through. Yeah. Yeah. I feel like, you know, and we were going to try to squeeze it in like in an hour and a half. And I knew, having seen it, and I guess call me naive, I didn't think it was going to be packed or like that would be a big deal.
You
but like by the time the line and you put on your shoes and you get out there, that's already 25 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
sure.
I mean?
For sure.
So I was just like, no, let's just not do it.
See, that's Bob. Bob's like, oh, this looks sick. I'm like, just always have in your head an extra hour.
Yeah.
Like I always prep myself because I'm like, I can't be rushed anywhere because I need to enjoy it. So we always plan it and then we're out there. We're always out there and just enjoying ourselves. But we know that there's going to be a crowd. And second of all, we'll always like get me Cocina.
Oh, yeah.
We'll like me and my friend, when we go, we'll like grab a drink.
I think
we'll
it would be great if you did like a couple of Mambo taxis.
We do. Yeah.
Before you go.
So when you fall, you want to
and you will have the best time regardless. That's what I'm going to do next time.
But you know, honestly, lately I'm like a little hesitant because I'm like, I've got a little bit of a knee issue.
I'm going to break a hip.
Like, I was like, oh my gosh, if I fall on my knees, but I am the one that's holding. You know who's funny? Rhea and Bob will go around. They know how to like ice skate, right? Aryan was determined to figure out. So you know, you see this boy that's holding the sides, and he's like going around passing them up and going to the next one. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
he's the one who's like walking really, really fast. And we're so I'll stay at Mikosina sometimes a little longer,
yeah.
And I'm like watching him, and it's hilarious because he's like thinking Aww. He knows how to ice skate. And he's passing it. It's just, I have it on video. But anyways, hopefully this year he's on a different level. Like, you know, he'll figure it out. But it's just part of.
I know. The whole, like, holiday, you know, it just gets you more in the mood. And there's, like, the Christmas tree in the middle and just the Christmas songs.
Yes. So there was another one, Trader Joe's on Walnut Hill.
Yeah.
They have an outdoor right in that complex.
They
have an outdoor.
Okay, but is it ice? Because sometimes they have like those like plastic sheets, so and that looks bunk.
It does, but it was actual ice.
Do people even say bunk anymore? Probably not. Alex,
I did know. Boo-boo. I did see somebody post, and it was like plastic. I'm like, how do you even ice skate on that?
Okay, where did I do that? Oh, they have them set up like where like the Gaylord and stuff like that. You know how you walk out of the ice? God, these fucking headphones. Hold on.
Or like the Gaylord ice?
Yeah.
Okay, so when you walk out, there's like other activities to do.
Yeah.
Like they'll bring in snow to like snow down the tubes and stuff like that. But they'll bring in like one of those, like those pallets together, and it's like a plastic kind of thing. And I don't even think it's like real blades. I think it's like rubber blades. I don't know, but it was so stupid. It's so dumb.
Okay, so I have never done the ice.
Don't even worry about the Walnut Hill thing, because if it's not true ice.
So Walnut Hill is real ice.
Okay.
Well, we went by there.
Oh, okay, okay.
And we saw it real ice, but I haven't done the Gaylord. The whole ice thing there.
It's so cold. Don't do it. It's so cold. Well, you don't have little kids. Okay, so yeah.
You cold? Or do you
Hell yes, girl. It's like negative 20 in there. They give you a big parka.
Yeah, see the blue parka.
No, you need that. It is miserable. It's really? Miserable. I always try to hurry through it. We've never come out of there with like a good story. It's always like Donovan didn't want to wear his gloves when he was little, and so he was like crying the whole time. And then, so we were trying to rush to find an exit, and it's dark as fuck and crowded as fuck. So you can't find an exit. So we didn't try that for a few times, and then a few years. And then, I'm always hesitant to take Breslin because, you know, did I really cover her all that well and stuff like that? And then we had Laurel, and then Laurel was like miserable. She was crying. She was so cold, and like, everyone just like doesn't have a good time. I'm done. I'm not doing it.
You're not doing it anymore?
No,
what about the slides?
They have an ice slide in there, and by the way, like everyone's trying to get on there. So the line to get on the ice that's inside the exhibit, the ice exhibit itself is long. But outside you can buy like these add-on tickets to do like other things as well.
Okay.
Because the ice walkthrough is only a part of it, and it spits you out, and you have like the snow hill slides, and then you have like the plastic ice skating, and then you have like this like other thing that they do. But I mean, I don't know, it's just, it's really overpriced things, and everything is overpriced. The hot chocolate's like $6 and stuff, but and it takes forever to get there because it's like in Grapevine.
Oh yeah, so it's not, you're not doing it this year?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, we won't be doing that.
I just see cool pictures.
There's not a lot of weekends.
There's not, because we've got, there's not really any weekends.
I mean,
it's like
last
three
year,
more weekends until.
Yeah. Last year, I forgot to do Santa pictures. No, actually, we did. Did we? I don't know.
So do y'all do, okay, hold on. We do, okay, before the Santa pictures. When you say Santa pictures, you go to a Santa Claus and take, okay,
yeah.
We don't really do that. I've done it here and there with the kids and everything, but it's not like I have to do it every.
No, okay. So mistake. We did it last year. We didn't do it when Laurel was born, because that was like 2020.
Okay.
And
so you'll always go see Santa.
Yes. But this year, I was able to book an appointment. And now they're out of appointments. So I'm so happy that I was actually on the ball with that. And I asked Donovan. Donovan's 12, and I was like, "Hey, I'm not gonna make you if you don't want to, but you know,
you can go sit on Santa's lap
with your sisters, because I'm gonna take one picture with all of them. I'm not gonna take like singles."
Yeah,
like 100 bucks.
Okay, which Santa do you go see? North
Park.
Okay.
Even though the best one has passed away.
Who
is he died.
At North Park?
Yeah. They have another a good one. But
how'd you know he passed away?
I mean, it was all on the news. He's been in Dallas for like 30, 40 years. Okay. Being the one.
Yeah. So the line that intimidates me.
It is intimidates.
That one, because I never see it really move. I'm like, okay, I got out of this store and it's still, those people are still standing.
Yeah, it works very different. But now they do, like, you book an appointment for like $50.
Good job.
I know. Oof. Oof, because I don't have patience anymore.
I was going to say that line.
Mm. Not at this age. I'd be like, no, we're just going to go to some fucking mall and whatever.
We
town.
Did it at the Galleria with Rhea and Aryan when they were little. We usually do. We see Santa Claus at the North Pole Express at Grapevine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to do that too.
So then, you know, like after you're done, you see Santa, and that's our Santa Claus there.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think Rhea's going to.
No, we won't be doing that one. Anymore either.
Yeah, I don't think it's a cool concept.
A cool concept. Maybe next year when Laurel's a little bit older. But anyway, speaking of pictures.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about holiday cards. So all of us are getting holiday cards now.
Yes.
From all the good people who took their fall pictures in November.
Okay. So I have to say,
what, you took some?
We did take some.
Good for you.
We took some because. We just needed some more like updated family pictures, but mm-hmm. I'm like, I love fall pictures anyways.
Yeah.
And so I was like, we just took ours. Like, what's the date? The 3rd. It was before Thanksgiving.
Oh, November 3rd?
No, December. No, I said today is December 3rd or 4th, right? So we did ours like a week before Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So we were the last one, November 20th or something. We were November 19th or 20th.
Are you planning on giving like holiday cards, like putting them on cards and sending them out?
Yes. Yeah. So what Bob told me is we usually did take the pictures and like the last few times we didn't have like our family pictures on mm-hmm. time. So I just took like one that we went on vacation.
Yeah.
And the elephant uh-huh. and all that stuff. And he's like, I actually like those better. After I already made an appointment for our booking our family pictures anyways. So I think I'm going to use that and maybe put some of the stuff. But yes, Bob loves the holiday cards. Mm-hmm. I love receiving them from people and like putting this like, you know, collage and see them uh-huh. all. I like seeing them. I don't necessarily like doing them and then sending them out.
Yeah.
That's my thing. But yes, if I want to get some, I need to send mine out too.
I know. I'm thankful for whoever sends me some because I think we did it. I don't know if we did it last year, but we did it the year before. And that was because Laurel turned 1.
Uh-huh.
So we did it like a combo, like fall pictures and her like 1 year old pictures and smash cake. But that was the last one. You know, I have and by the way, I love getting them. I love displaying them. I love everything. Personally, I don't send them. I don't like sending them. Mm-hmm. But there's like another underlying reason why. It's because I don't, since having Breslin, I get really like, it's really stressed, real bad anxiety mm-hmm. about taking family pics. Because mm-hmm. it started like when we were doing her 1-year-old pictures, I knew she couldn't sit by herself. And so I was like having like a little panic attack that like, okay, this photographer doesn't know, you know, and like I want her to like not look like she doesn't know how to sit, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't know how they're going to look in pictures. So I used to be of the mindset where like, I want her to look normal. I want her to like, you know, and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And that has changed, but, and we've taken a few since then. I always still get like PTSD
mm-hmm. Got it. Uh-huh.
And stuff like that. It's not so bad anymore, but like, even when she was like 2 or 3, I remember taking some like fall ones and I was still like, some of me was like, okay, I don't want to take these pictures and her seem like she's special needs. And not that I didn't like, seeing her as being a special needs, it was more an acceptance on my part.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Yep, like internally.
I do.
So that was always like a big thing with me in pictures and taking fall pictures and the reason why I didn't. It was a lot of just emotional like trauma mm-hmm, coming mm-hmm, back to me and me not admitting. Mm-hmm. And so now, you know, I've I mean, we're way past beyond accepting that special needs. She's special. She's always going to be special. I was always waiting for a point where she'd grow out of it.
Yeah.
Or like catch up. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so I was like, oh, I'll do pictures when we catch up, which is totally wrong. Totally right. Totally like, you know, being on the other side of it, mm-hmm. like I was really struggling and everything. I was still going through a lot of things internally. Mm-hmm. I'm no longer doing that. So I no longer care how she looks mm-hmm. on the picture. Like, I just would like everyone to look at the camera, but you know, whatever it is, whatever. But it still stresses me out.
Yep, yep.
But it also a little bit PTSD.
Sure.
So
that's understandable.
I get a really anxiety. I get a little panic attack, and so it's not enjoyable for me. Mm-hmm. And so, while I like looking at them, the prep and actually doing them really, really, I mean, I'm telling you, I got to take like a fucking like pill, extra pill for mm-hmm, that, mm-hmm. you know? And so we'll do them again. Mm-hmm. I don't do them yearly.
Yeah.
Even though I no longer feel that way about Breslin and the whole situation and stuff, but it just still brings me back.
PTSD, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's understandable.
Yeah. That's, so.
But like you said, the prep.
The prep, yes,
like getting everybody's outfits together and just getting everything ready. Yeah, that also stresses you.
Yeah, but I don't really. I know people do like fucking picture boards and all that shit with their outfits and whatever. Like, I don't go that much. I'm like, okay, I'm wearing this color. You find a color that kind of matches, and you find a color that has it kind of in it, and whatever. It's mm-hmm. not like some people. Like it's crazy.
So I was researching mm-hmm. also, like, you know, what outfits to wear and that kind of stuff. But like, I was like seeing some of these pictures and like the mom is wearing something super glittery and formal and everything.
Okay. How do you feel about those?
It depends on what kind of picture it is. Uh-huh. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it has the lighting and everything has to be kind of different. It's different. Those mm-hmm. pictures are different, but I want to be comfortable. My face shows that I'm not comfortable. Mm-hmm. And so I'm already stressed to make sure everyone's matching and like everyone's in a good mood. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know, just the whole point of that. So I kind of let go on the outfits a little bit and just say, we're all wearing some sort of black.
Yeah.
And like cream or whatever, you know? Mm. And so that's what, I personally like when someone can make those fancy outfits look nice in some of those pictures, I like them. I just don't think I don't see myself doing them right now. Like, if you look at all my family pictures, they're like jeans and a sweater or like a sweater dress or something. But I like when other people do it.
Yeah.
I just think it's too formal.
I think it's too formal. I also think it's like fake.
That's what I'm saying.
You know
you're
what
like,
I mean?
It's not like you're not comfortable.
Yeah.
You know?
And like you're basically everything other than that one moment in time where you're like smiling. You're bitching about everything.
Yes.
And everyone's like, get the fuck in the thing. Look at the camera. Stand, like, you know what I mean? It's just this whole.
You're just annoyed with each other. Too.
I know.
Like, and so that's what I was trying to capture, like natural pictures mm-hmm. this time. Mm-hmm. Not so fake.
Yeah, yeah.
And like you can see on everybody. And now that my kids are older, like you can tell if like, you know, my daughter has an attitude or anything, you know, like you can tell in those pictures. So
you're saying it doesn't get easier, even though they can all listen and look at the camera.
Yeah, because the outfit, like I had to tell, I asked Rhea, I was like, I had to ask her first. And I'm like, what is your outfit going to look like? And she's like, I was wearing jeans and a sweater and Aaron's the same thing and Bob's the same way. Mm. And she was going to wear jeans and a sweater. And then she's like, I'm going to wear this skirt, this mini skirt that I cut like 3 inches off already.
Oh.
And we already talked about her long legs and everything, right? Yeah. And I'm like, that's what you want to wear? She goes, yeah. She ended up wearing one of my sweaters. Uh-huh. And she wore that short skirt. I was like, why did you cut it in the first place? Anyways, she ended up wearing the skirt, but she had it below. I made her like pull it down below her hip, which you couldn't see it because it was so damn short.
Yeah.
But that was one of my things. I just need her to relax because they're so particular mm-hmm. and like specific about how their hair looks. Like
especially
one little strand.
I think Aryan is very
particular. He was actually the total opposite.
What?
So on picture days or certain things, he lets me do his hair.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. You know, that's also another process. Get out of the shower and put tons of leave-in conditioner so that curly hair is no tangles.
Oh, I know that curly hair, girl.
And then I'm just here, like, scrunching it. And once he gets in a bad mood, so you got to go slow. So he was really good. I found a sweater for him. He was also very picky. I found a really nice sweater, and it was perfect right away.
Great.
He was good. He did good smiles and everything. It was Rhea, like, making sure, like, her hair was done properly. So I gave her, like, a three-hour thing.
Yeah.
But we were all good. We were successful. We were all happy. Great. It was good. And then Bob was at, a boy's day out. So he was playing pickleball. He took his clothes. And left the game there. Mm-hmm. And then he came to meet us there.
Wow.
And then he turned around and he left again to go to his boys' day out. But he made the family pictures.
That's good. I mean, that's great. I think the idea, and I love people doing it. Don't think I have a problem with that. And I love getting them. It's just like, you know what I do have a problem with? And I don't know what it is. It's when you get those letters. Those cards that have a letter in them.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm not talking about on the card. Like, I know. Oh, like a so-and-so graduated. Letter. So-and-so's doing fine.
Who does
and
that?
We got this. Oh, I've gotten them.
So have we.
Let me just tell you.
So have we.
I have never read not a one. And they have gone straight to the recycle or garbage.
Girl, you're not getting a Christmas card from them this year.
Because I don't have time to read all that. I'm talking about a typed up front and back story of whatever.
I do too.
And it's all like
crazy.
Gloating.
It's like, yes. Oh, so-and-so is doing this.
You know what I mean? And
like,
that's great. But you know, to me, it's like,
why don't you call me and let's talk?
But it's almost like, look at me, right? I mean, we all have social media. We all have Facebook. And I know some people don't, whatever. But like,
it's like a recap of their
yeah,
life.
But like, you know, if I want to know your shit days, the bad times, the good times or whatever. Like, if you're just like, oh, look at this, like, mm-hmm. come on now.
It is. You're absolutely right there. It's like a show off. I'm like,
it is.
Because it's only talking about, if you're recapping the whole year, you're only recapping like the great highlights, right? But that's just not how life is, though, you know? And yes, I am happy that so-and-so has gone into this college and so-and-so is doing this.
I just need a little blurb. If you want to do that, like I said, if it doesn't
put
fit
it on
in
the card, like
if it doesn't fit on the card, it's too much.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
And if you are my close friend or you're like, we're family or whatever, I should kind of know that through the year. Like, it's not 1 year that you just send this to my, you know, my house and say everything. Like, we should be keeping in touch too. So
I just honestly, normally I come in, there's a lot of things I do with the kids and a lot of things I do with Breslin when we get home. They bring in the mail. I'm like, oh, look at these cute pictures, blah blah blah. And if there's a letter, I'm like, oh, I don't even got time to read this. And it just goes straight where, like, all the cell papers and everything, and just goes in there. Honestly, like, I've never read one.
I don't even know what they were writing about.
I don't even know how you even have the time to like sit there and write it out and proofread and type it out and print it out and all the stuff.
Oh,
you
mine
know what
was
I mean?
Handwritten.
I've gotten them printed out.
I've got both. I've got it both, actually. I've got it handwritten and typed.
Wow. Was this handwritten specific to you? Like, to specific?
No, I don't think so. It has to be the whole family. Like, I'm like nobody.
Well, but you got a handwritten one.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of true. Like, does she handwrite it to everybody?
that's
a lot of writing. Does she copy? And like, I mean, does she print them out? Like, you know, copy?
Yeah.
I didn't pay attention to that. I know it was her handwriting. And then one other year it was just all typed.
Okay. I don't know.
She upgraded.
Yeah, it's just the whole thing. I mean, I love seeing pictures. I love seeing the difference in like the ages of the kids and how they progress. But like, what do you do with them?
With the cards afterwards?
Yeah.
Usually
I feel bad like throwing them away, but like I also am like, where am I gonna keep all this?
I have a box of them. A huge little like box that goes in my Christmas
like,
box.
You think like that you've been getting them for like, I don't know, 12
Many
years, whatever. Like, you're not keeping all of those.
No, I'm not.
So you keep your close friend ones. I know I keep mine. every year because mm-hmm. I always like want to make sure yeah. I keep a memory of that. But like every time we get the Christmas stuff, I'm like, oh, look at these like picture, you know, holiday pictures of some of the people. And I'm like, what am I going to do with those? What do you do?
I mean, I don't think there's any harm in just disposing them afterwards, but I don't know. I mean, not, I know no one's keeping my pictures for like 12 years, you know? So I don't mind. I, you know, you feel bad, but then I think the whole purpose of is just to see say, where hey. Everybody is yeah. and like to see their nice faces or happy faces yeah. on the card and display them. You're displayed for a month in my house.
You know what I actually do like, and people started to do this, is take your whatever photo would have been on a card, put it on Facebook and Instagram and be like, Mary. Happy holidays, everyone, from yes. the Thomases or the Cons.
Because that'll stay everyone. There.
I know. And you don't have to print them out. You don't have to postage. You don't have to lick all the things and put all your stamps of your addresses and all mm-hmm. that stuff. Like, that's genius. That, I think, is so great. I think, that's where I'm going to go for this year.
I think it's getting in it. Yes. I like it. I would go that route.
I'm going that
Bob
route.
Bob is a big, huge person that likes the cards. So,
but I'm always doing them. I don't think Chaz cares either way.
Oh, Bob likes it, but I'm doing them.
Girl.
He likes them. He's like, we're doing Christmas cards. And then,
oh my gosh, I cannot.
I have to, yes. So if I have any PTSD, he's like, make sure those Christmas cards are out. You know? So I do it because he wants those holiday cards out. And
because you gotta get them out so early. And I think.
But we have so many people we have to give it to.
How it's many did friends. You buy?
I haven't got them from professionally done yet. I know, but yet. Like,
okay, how many cards are you going to order? 100?
100, at least.
So how much are stamps? 75 cents now?
I have no idea.
Oh, girl.
I don't even know. I just buy a whole pack of them.
Oh, let's see. I think they're 70 cents.
Are they that
well,
much
Well, $70
now?
On stamps, if they're 70 cents. I don't know.
I don't even know how much stamps are, but let me just see. Because mine says forever, whatever.
I don't know how much they go. They go up all the time. I know they go up all the time. Anyway, well, if you're one of those people who do it, great. People love receiving them. Keep doing you. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. Just don't also get offended by people who don't do it.
Yeah, I don't.
Not
yeah.
offended, but like, hey, I sent her one. Why didn't you do them? Oh. Don't do that. Because then you won't ever include me.
You were like, oh, you got so-and-so's Christmas card. They sent me one.
I know, right? Because the people do check. People do go in your house, and if they see them, like you're displayed, yeah. they do check all around. And then people get all pissed off, like, oh, you got that?
Yeah.
How long ago did you get that? Like, it's stuck in the mail?
Yeah.
Like, oh, 2 weeks ago? Oh, really? You know? But also, do you do this? Because yeah. I have been guilty about this. If you're giving them a lot to neighbors too, do you send them through the mail or do you put them in the mailbox?
I do both sometimes. I do both.
How do you know which ones to do?
Like if they're down my street and like mm-hmm. you're on my way.
Would you send me one
through no, the mail? I see you too much. I go, here's my card.
I'm kind of offended by that.
I'm like, hey, I see you so much. I'm like, here's my holiday. I think I gave it to you last year. I put it in your... You're offended by... Girl, we just talked about not being offended and now you're talking about...
No, I'm saying if it wasn't through the mail. If
it you would you, would you get offended if it wasn't through the mail?
Fuck no. I'm playing with you.
Yours no. not going to be even in your mailbox. You're going to be hand delivered to you. You should be happy about that.
Okay, so let's talk about... Do you guys play any games? Okay, so... You know, we played left, right, center.
We got that. We played that too.
Did you get dollar bills?
We didn't play dollar bills. I told everybody to bring it, but I'm like... I think there was like 30 of us, so it's going to be too much. Like,
no, everyone gets their own.
I know everyone gets their own. No, I know that. Everyone brings their own. But I was like, let's just try it first because okay. we've never played it.
How'd you like it?
We loved it.
Imagine with kids, dollar bills.
So that's what I told. I go, it's a lot more escalated if there's dollar. It gets more serious.
Okay, so here's what I've learned over the years of playing this game. You cannot go the day before the holiday because... They
to get
actually,
dollar bills?
Yeah, because they actually run out of dollar bills because so many people do this.
Is this a new game or has this
no,
been out?
No, it's been out for a while. A lot, like years and years.
Okay.
And then, you know, I'm sure people play other games with money too. And yeah. everyone wants to play dollars because it makes it last longer yeah. and it goes far. But I had a friend who was coming over And she was like, girl, they ran out of dollar bills at the fucking bank. Like, they have to go into the vault. She goes, I walked in that bank and the teller already knew while I was there. She was like, are you here for dollar bills? And she was like, yeah. And like two ladies in front of me had walked away with a lot of dollar bills too. And they were like, okay, Miss Romero, have fun at, you know, game night or your games or whatever. And when I went to the teller, I was like, hey, you know, can I get like whatever it wants? And she was like, are you having a game night? I was like, no, I'm going to the strip club. And she like took, she was like, what? And I was like, I'm just playing. Yes, no, we're having a good. She goes, oh my God, this lady, like, you know, that I just, you know, dealt with. Uh-huh. Has, she goes, like, a lot of people play all these games. And no, look, the girl, they told my friend, they're like, no, we got to go to the vault for dollar bills.
Oh my God.
And I was like, well, what time did you go? I mean, the strippers aren't done with their shift yet in the, during the middle of the day. You know, they go drop them off all their dollar bills like at night, you know.
In the middle,
so you have to go like a few days before so they don't
run out.
Smart.
Good thing you told me that because I never have cash.
Yeah. Oh, girl, I don't have cash. Much like dollar bills.
Yes.
And so we always get extra too. And then you can never, if you're playing especially left, right, center, you have to break up the families. You have to break up the families because if you are sitting next to each other, you know what I'm going with, right?
Yes, I do.
You always have to, you know, pass either left or right. And if you keep passing left, left, right, 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 you're going to just stay in the family.
Yes.
So as soon as everyone sat down, I was like, oh, shit. Okay, no, no, no. We got to change this all up. If you can't sit apart from who you came with.
Yeah.
And now everyone was like, oh, now I understand why.
Yeah.
Because the chances of like the family, someone in the family coming home with that money, if it's anywhere by you, are higher than if they're sitting across. So
across. Yeah, I think we were separated. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but one family were together.
Yeah. So you know. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, you cannot sit by family members. And people were like, oh, I'm so good at this. It's not about being good.
It's luck.
Pure luck.
It's pure luck. And like one girl who was 5 years old was playing.
Oh, yeah. It's so easy.
And she kept getting the dots.
Oh yeah, Laurel was so good, and everyone was like, take this girl
to the game to go gamble.
Take this girl to Vegas. It's and it was so funny because she kept rolling up the bills real tight. No, she was so good. I tell you what, she didn't win the money, but she was so good.
Okay.
She was so good. She was one of the last players there, and she knew exactly what to do.
Was pretty basic, right?
Yeah, but she knew how, like, reading the dice. I mean, she's four. She just turned four. Aww. So she like knew how to do it. And she didn't care if, like, you know, some kids are like, you took all my money.
Oh, no. We had some kids. One kid.
Had to give him a dollar to shut him up. Here's a fucking dollar.
He lost. He was winning. Uh-huh. It was just down to three people. And he was one of them. And he started crying.
Oh, my God.
But he's little. But Rhea won. I already had a feeling she was gonna win. She won. She's my lucky number seven.
Oh my gosh.
Girl.
So Breslin was having a great old time too. She was having so much fun. And Laurel was fine. She was fine, like, losing all her money. Actually, the person who won, she was like, I never win anything. This is so great.
So did y'all play one or two rounds?
We only played one round.
Okay.
Because everyone brought $10. I guess next time we could play 5 and 5.
Okay.
But everyone played $10. So she won like $150.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was great. It was
my
good.
Gosh.
And yeah, she took a picture with all those dollars. It was fun. It's just a fun game. If you guys never heard of it, you should get it. It's left, right, center. It takes 2 seconds to learn. There's no math involved.
Yeah.
There's no counting.
There's the only thing, like, the only thing we had to figure out is, like, if you have two coins or $2 bills, you only roll two.
Yes.
So you just had to, like, we had to figure that out. And then, yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Like, if you get past three, because there's three dice, if you get past three, then you just get the number of dice equivalent to the dollar bills you have left.
We played Taboo after that too. That's
we did
always
too.
Oh, that is always a go-to at our house.
It is so fun. Yeah, I know. So we left ours at the lake house, so I had to order a new one. And it was a great, especially when people have been like having a few cocktails and everything. It's so much fun, and the kids love it too.
It's a family, like, it's a good family
it's
game.
It's so much fun.
So we played that, and we played some balloon games. I mean, we played on Thanksgiving and then on Friendsgiving too. Mm-hmm. So it's fun though. It was a lot of fun.
So you had a good time. Yeah, everything turned out well. Food,
yes, we had tons of food.
How was your turkey?
Oh, it turned out so good. It was so good. We just finished it yesterday.
Oh, wow.
We just had a little bit left.
Isn't that like past the meat?
I don't know. Expiration we ate in the refrigerator. Day before yesterday, maybe. Yeah. We Girl. Did.
Okay.
We had sweet potato, all of that. I was like, everybody just eat it as much as you can.
Okay. So now what do you eat? I know it's like a different spread, but what do? You do like a Christmas dinner, Christmas Eve dinner?
So we do Indian food. It is okay. always, it's a choice between, so my mom cooks all of it.
Oh, okay.
So I will be the one to make the desserts this year. Mm-hmm.
But will it be at your house again?
No, it's always at my mom's house.
Okay, okay.
So it's at my mom's house. So we are going to go to my mom's. So it's between chicken curry or goat curry. And I think it's going to be goat curry this year.
Okay.
And she makes it. It takes like 5-6 hours.
If it's chicken curry, I'm in.
Ugh, goat curry.
Just don't make it too spicy for me.
Yeah, so she makes 3 of them. She makes one for the kids. She makes one for Bob. And then it's me, my mom, and sister. So that, and then she's figured out this like gluten-free, it's called like a chalupa.
Uh-huh.
You know, like it's fried?
Yeah.
So we make something similar to eat with their chicken curry or goat curry. But anyways, my mom makes it so good. So, so good. Yeah, so that's, it's Indian food. It's always Indian food. It's not American food in any way.
Yeah,
so
we bring out the tamales for Christmas.
So it's the same. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we'll have others and stuff too, but it's not like all the casseroles and stuff like that. And
it's not turkey food again. Pies. It's not Thanksgiving food again.
Yeah, definitely
again.
Not pies. I don't think we do pies or anything like that.
No, we don't, but we are going to, my mom, I'm going to make, my, when I was a child, when I was a kid, I would make this dessert that I found out for, I used to work at the bank. So someone gave me a recipe. It's like crushed pineapples and cherries and whipped cream and graham crackers. But the way I did it, I forgot. But I remember. Anyways, my mom's like, I'm craving that. I'm like, Mom, this was like 20-something years ago. She goes, I'm just craving it.
My mom makes something like that. It's called a Watergate salad. And it's like marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
A pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, not pudding. It's a Cool Whip
uh-huh.
with pistachio-flavored pudding.
Ooh.
So it makes it look green.
Yeah.
And then she puts a little bit of crushed pineapple in there.
Oh.
And then she puts pecans. And it sounds crazy.
That sounds good.
But it's fucking delicious.
I like anything with nuts in it.
Yeah, you do.
I knew you were going to say something. I knew you were going to say something. But I made this year, I made 2 banana puddings. Well, Rhea made 2 banana puddings. She made 1 gluten-free and 1 non-gluten-free. And I made apple pie from scratch.
I saw that. It did look like that.
It did look like so good.
It did have a hole in it.
It did.
It did look like American pie. I was like, I saw that thing and I was like, oh my gosh, this girl, does she not know? It was perfect. It was perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, well, get your holiday cards out. I actually ordered a wreath to display them in a circle.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That's so really cool.
I'm getting a big girl now.
Big girl wreath. Yep.
Get
ready for the holidays.
Yes.
And
not a lot of shopping.
I won't. I'm just, you know,
I'm saying not a lot of shopping time.
There's not a lot of shopping time, but to your point, like when you just said not a lot of shopping, I'm like trying to consolidate and not bring so much trash in my house. You know what I'm saying? Unnecessary stuff. So I'm like, please get things that you want. And then goes a certain place. I'm going to try that this year. They talked about it in yoga.
Okay.
So I'm like, let me just try it. Make
All
an
right.
effort.
Let me know how that goes.
Okay.
All right. That was our podcast. Don't forget to rate us and review us. Leave us some stars wherever you're listening to this. And follow us on our Instagram @AuthenticallyMoms. And we'll see you later.
All right. Bye.